Right now it's 6:59, Triple Team Traffic, and back over to you, Andy.
Heading north on I-15, expect some brake lights already from Bluffdale all the way up to 123rd South in Draper before the slowing clears out. It's that construction zone end, and that's where the delays end. If you're getting on the freeway at 12300 or 114th, you'll be at the speed limit all the way to Salt Lake City. And it looks like they've reopened the lanes southbound on the collector ramp near 21st South on I-15 in Salt Lake City. Eric Butler.
Getting a little bit busier now, Timpanogos Highway, as you head over from the Highland Alpine area towards I-15. But not too bad. And the other feeders over to I-15 are also looking good in Utah County. And I-15 northbound from Springville to the point, that's your normal 22-minute travel time. Heather.
You'll still need to add a minute or two to your drive southbound I-15 out of Ogden. That's due to some brake lights popping up in Kaysville and again around the North Interchange. But it's still a very pleasant drive for you with no delays on Legacy Parkway or I-84. Get a checking account with rewards to fit your style. My Style Checking from Mountain America. It features customizable rewards like cash gifts, online shopping credits, and more. Details at macu.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.